Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons on the day the Red Sox lost out to the Orioles for Pete Alonso after they lost out to the Phillies for Kyle Schwarber, even though they never made an offer. And we're going to spend, I think, much of this program complaining about it, bitching about it, wondering what they are going to do. We will talk to Adam Schefter at 3:45, Lou Maloney we have scheduled for 4:30. We also at 4:30 will have another QB Under the Tree giveaway. And as we told you yesterday, I think it's a good one. We shake all those boxes. This felt like a good one. This felt like a really good one today. So you're going to want to be tuned in at 4:30. But right now, Ted Johnson joins the fun in a Pat Patriot shirt.
Yeah, who'd have thought?
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, you know, every now and then.
Fun.
I thought, you know, thought I don't have any real Patriots swag, so I thought, you know, the company that I really enjoy buying clothes from, Grayson, makes these different shirts. I got a old throwback Houston Oiler shirt that I love, and I got this one.
I love that logo. That's one of my five favorite logos.
The best uniform.
Baby blue, there's the oil derrick on top. It's iconic.
It doesn't get any better. Side note trivia, my sister, my big sis, Elise, was a Derek doll, as they called them. The
really?
For the Houston Oilers back in the day.
Doll? Really? The Derek 80s. Dolls?
They were
Should have used
Derek
that. Dolls. That would have been a good quiz with Stiz question.
Yep.
What did the old Oilers call their cheerleaders?
Derek
I would have
dolls.
Never gotten that.
Yep. So,
wow.
Maybe
you
if
go.
We hold on to it long enough, you'll forget.
And then you would have yelled at me for the question.
Yep.
All right. Ted Johnson's here. It is a little after 3 o'clock. Even in our misery, it's time to do some three-point stances.
319!
Ready!
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're the Red Sox, and you suck, and I hate you.
Wow.
That's your best one ever.
Just you suck.
And you suck.
And I hate you.
And I hate you. And you ruin my Christmas. Well, you got to get Glassman.
Turn this around. Yeah, can Glassman come in here and turn this around
I
for us?
I think they can.
Too
and,
much negativity.
If we want them to turn it around for us, 617-777-7777. It's 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Pete Alonso is a Baltimore Oriole, and we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm a sucker, and I'm a little gullible Andy, and I need to redirect my optimism. Certainly not on the Red Sox anymore, so I'm going to look down to Foxborough, where the Patriots are 11-2, and I'm starting to realize maybe this team is special. Maybe it's got a little something special going on. We've talked about the talent and how they pivoted from T. Higgins to Milton Williams. They pivoted from Chris Godwin to Stephon Diggs. And all these things just seem to work out perfectly for them this season. Then I was listening to the Pete Schrager podcast, and I heard Josh McDaniels talking about his year off, how he basically did nothing. He was a dad. He got healthy. He lost weight. And it reinvigorated his love for football. Mike Vrabel used his year off that same year to go to Cleveland to consult for the Browns. That made him realize how much he loved football. And then those guys come back to New England, where the draw was natural for them because of their past experiences. It's just starting to feel like 2001, Ted Johnson played on a football team that somewhere along the way, people said, that team's got a little something special going on. I can't put my finger on it, but it's different. These Patriots feel special. Everything feels like all these puzzle pieces were up in the air and they just came down with gravity and fell into place. The Patriots are special. Learn something from them, Red Sox, because you suck.
Wait,
I forced that at the end.
You should have just stuck the landing and waved to the crowd.
Am I being Lil Gullible Andy overly optimistic that like all these things seem like they're kind of falling into place or feeling special for the New England Patriots this year?
No, thus far it feels pretty sun-kissed. It feels pretty star-crossed. Like this feels like a magical ride. Almost, dare I say, too magical. Talk to people out of town. Talk to people up in Buffalo. They are absolutely like stymied as to how this has happened.
And I also think
this was supposed to be their new year, not ours.
It happens in relation to the rest of the league, and we're seeing the rest of the league not be special, right? Like the bulk of the league, you're not like they're not special. Oh, you're signing Phillip Rivers. You used to be the number one seed.
There's not anything. I think actually it's fair enough to say that in a year that is devoid of special across all 32 teams, 8 divisions, both conferences, this is your perfect time to prove that you are the most special.
Because
okay,
I feel
okay. You guys, hit too it, Stiz. Optimistic. Yeah, Stiz, hit it. Let's go.
Is this Charlie Brown?
It's Charlie Brown.
Yeah, this is Linus and Lucy.
You remember what Lucy does to Charlie Brown all the time?
She takes the football away.
It symbolizes eternal painful optimism. The theme being that hope in the face of repeated disappointment, the courage to try again even when history suggests failures, it reflects the unfairness of life. Charlie Brown's helpless midair flop is comedic, but also symbolic. Sometimes you do everything right, you trust, and you still end up flat on your back.
Yeah.
That's you guys. You two little, getting all suckered into all these things with the Red Sox, saying that the Patriots are special. All right, cut it, Stiz.
I don't know. It's really catchy, though.
It's just a little bit too much.
So the Patriots are not special.
Give me something.
What do you mean?
Why are they special? Because they have 11 wins?
No. Because basically,
the worst schedule
every move they've made
the NFL?
Has worked out. Says. Every move that they've pivoted to, even when they missed on things, it was unanswered prayers.
So the season's already a success. Like, no matter what happens from here.
Oh, I do actually believe that. But now I'm feeling more and more like it could be the ultimate success. That this team could have a horseshoe up its rump and could go as far as we would have never expected it to go because they got a little Midas touch or whatever you want to call it going around from Mike Vrabel.
Now, fan is short for fanatic, obviously, and we can be fanatical about our beliefs in the team and our hopes and our wants and our wishes. And is sports fandom fun without a little blind faith every now and again, without a little excessive optimism, without a little unfounded belief? Now, we have foundational beliefs.
But there's also, you got to be kind of, objective, too. You guys do sports talk radio.
Sure.
You got to give your opinion.
What does objective have to do with sports radio?
You got to be objective, and you got to look at things in a way that, hey, here's the pitfalls. These are some of the weaknesses. This is what you got to look out for. Instead of just, it's rainbows and lollipops.
Over here on the left-hand side of the highway is the HOV lane. On the right-hand side is the FAN land. Okay, that's where I ride. Anyway,
finish it.
Long story short. I had it right there. I whipped it right up in my head. Anyway, long story short, yes, that's how I roll. I don't think that, but the season isn't over yet. My one concern about this, Andy, is that there was so much momentum heading into the bye week after 13 weeks, 11-2, that now it could, I'm not going to say that, you know, time will just randomly derail it, but things were going so well. It was almost like, no, don't stop the train. Don't, because it's hard to start it back up again and have it run just as well. Because I'm just a big believer in momentum. Coming off a bye week against a Bills team that just found a way to win a huge game against a tough team in the snow, they may be coming in with the kind of momentum, I don't know if you believe in this stuff, Ted, that could make Sunday tougher than advertised.
But we'll go back to what makes this team special. I want to know what makes this team special.
Virtually everything that even we questioned and we thought made no sense has worked out for the positive.
What did we question?
Cutting Jabril Peppers. And okay. He's one of your top 20 players. You can't tell me he's not. Oh, okay, that worked out for you. Or as I said, going back to the offseason, if you believe Albert Breer, their first choice was T. Higgins. If you get T. Higgins, you don't get Milton Williams. Milton Williams has been an integral part of this team, the run defense, leadership, the whole thing. If you get Chris Godwin, you probably, I'm assuming, don't get Stephon Diggs. But Stephon Diggs has been the centerpiece of this recalibrated wide receiver room. I think right on down the line, even Will Campbell, we saw him go off with a towel over his head, and you're like, ah, left tackle's done for the year, right? And then you're like, wait, did you say he might not be done for the year? He could be back for the postseason. I feel like every turn where we thought something was negative, it ended up working out for them in the short term or the long run. That's that specialness.
But
that
what
just
would,
is.
What could, would make this season a special season?
Winning the Super Bowl.
So if they don't, then it's not a special season.
No, it'll still be a special season, but I'm starting to buy that this could go all the way because you put their specialness in relation to the Chiefs. I mean, the Colts, for example. They're a team that was supposed to be the number one seed not long ago. And since then, they traded two first-round picks for a guy who got hurt. Their quarterback had one injury where he broke his leg, and then playing on the broken leg, he gets another injury. He's out. They just feel like all of a sudden snake-bitten, like the opposite of special.
It's all coming out. It's all coming up.
The Chiefs are out there. Okay. Yeah. Joe Burrow's out there.
Grandpa's coming back to save the Colts. Watch out now.
I'm telling you, this is. I've seen special before, Ted. You were part of special, and I see special again.
All right. Very good. Very good. Just wanted to flush that out a little bit more.
Damn right.
You know, special sometimes also is very, like, it's ethereal. It's intangible. I think we all have a different definition of what special is. In this case, thus far, special is memorable. It is a memorable season, no doubt. Special is, hey, wow, look at what the greatness they've accomplished, because if they lose every game the rest of the way, 11-6 is still pretty damn good. It'll be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A disappointment if they finish 11-6. Obviously, that'll be a down note to the season. And special means they've turned the ship around in the right way. To me, this season is already a massive success. I don't need them to win the Super Bowl for the season to be a massive success.
I don't
success.
Know about that. Ugh.
Is it Super Bowl or bust?
They've shown to us that they what they're capable of. And for them to, I don't know, limp into this playoffs and get bounced in the first round by a low seed, yeah, that would be, to me, disappointing.
Yeah, that would also not be special.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, there's...
AFC Championship.
Everyone has...
Is that special?
It would...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they have to advance.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I didn't say get bounced. I'd say, like,
you can't lose the rest of your games and it still be special. Like, I expect this team to get at least... Mm-hmm. To the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of do, too, because I'm expecting them right now to be the one seed. When I look at all the other schedules and what's going to happen and what you should do on your schedule, you should be the one seed.
So they're in the division game round.
Division round. Yep. Okay.
Division round, win that.
Where's that
game? You're in the
Astrolet Stadium.
It's in Foxborough.
So win that game.
Yeah.
And then after that, okay, it could go off the rails. You could lose to Josh Allen. And somebody could do something special. But, yeah, I'm with you. And it's funny because, Ted, if you remember, I was kind of mocking you in – when was that? Early October at one point. I go, oh, the Patriots are going to be in the AFC title game in Buffalo. Well, no, they're not going to be in the AFC title game in Buffalo. They're going to be in the AFC title game in Foxborough.
Mm-hmm.
So you were
Did
a little
Stephon
bit wrong.
Diggs give you a bag of pink and blue stuff before this segment?
What do you mean? No, I love sports, and I love live radio when we have something like the Pete Alonso. I don't love that Pete Alonso is not on the Red Sox, but I love the energy that reacting to breaking news brings to sports talk radio. Yes. I really do.
There you go. Fair enough.
There we go.
And I hate the Boston Red Sox. Fitzy, are you ready?
I have a lot of... That's a tough act to follow up.
Yeah, good luck. And I don't have a bag of anything to help you with this. But here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to stick to the Red Sox. I'm obviously, we're all super disappointed that they didn't get Kyle Schwarber. I'm still... I hold on to things for so long, I can't even get over the fact that they didn't hold on to him 4 years ago, let alone make an offer proper to bring back Kyle from Waltham. I may never get over Pete Alonso signing with Baltimore and being given a terrible offer by the Red Sox for fewer years and less money, the same way I'll never get over Butler being benched or Macho Grande. But if the Red Sox are going to do as they told us and improve this team significantly, they're going to have to make trades. They're going to have to go out and get several players now via the trade market, which is a shame because you're going to end up depleting the youth on the team. You're going to have to deplete the farm system. And purchasing people during free agency means you don't have to deplete the farm system or the current major league team. So, yeah, you know what you're going to have to do now? You're going to have to go out and get one or two pitchers. You're not going to be able to keep up with the way that the Yankees and the Orioles and the Blue Jays are going to hit home runs. You're going to have to make a defensive pivot on this team. Stock up on arms. Find out what it's going to cost for Joe Ryan. Go, you know what? Go get another reliever. Get two relievers. Form a super, super, super pen at this point. And yeah, you're going to overpay for Bregman and maybe get a complimentary player like Polanco. Boy, I just talked myself into a super mediocre Red Sox season.
I'll take mediocre. I'm looking up at mediocre right now.
I'm sitting here. I'm talking with Dan during the break on what the Red Sox could do that wouldn't be like so inordinately cost prohibitive in terms of trading away players on the team now as well as the farm. And I'm looking at MLB.com's rank by position, rated by WAR and age, all the best position players across the diamond. Most of the best ones, the top two in every category, are gone. Signed, oddly enough, by other teams that have less money than the Red Sox, no less. The Sox are just not going to be able to just go out and shop and put together a team that's going to keep up with the reconfigured Orioles, the perennially competitive Yankees, and the World Series caliber
why
Blue Jays.
Why is that?
Right now?
They? Yeah.
As currently constituted, they're not good enough. The Red Sox right now, okay.
But why don't they... Why aren't they competing with those other teams from a monetary standpoint? Why aren't they spending?
That's a question that is, sir, I believe the phrase people use is above my pay grade. Yes, Dan Ball.
Yeah, that's not ability, that's desire, Ted. They're not competing with them monetarily because they don't desire to compete with them monetarily anymore.
You're right, Dan. I was listening to June Lee last night on Early Edition, and he says that the feeling at the Winter Olympics, or Winter meetings, are that the Red Sox just aren't in the same spending sphere. As the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Blue Jays, and that there's a, quote, level of acceptance that's the way it is in Boston now. So that's troubling.
Amongst the media, amongst the team itself, it certainly isn't amongst the fans
obviously it's about it's the feeling around other front office people that he's talking to at the winter meetings.
Yeah, we have
their understanding is that the Sox have decided to lower themselves from that upper tier of expenditure.
And it would suggest, last year you saw they were 12th in spending, and the two teams in the World Series were in the top five. So it just goes to show you that they've clearly pivoted to a different philosophy. And to think that this year, suckers, they were going to do anything different, that's on you guys, man.
and you know what? And now back to... All right, Snoopy's done dancing on Linus's piano, on Schroeder's piano. And now this goes back to what we were saying earlier in the first hour. The only way the Red Sox will ever get this message is if fans just say, I want to love this team, but I'm not paying the money for the shirt, for the ticket, and the hot dog.
But yeah, it's just not going to happen.
But see, so you create a vicious cycle where be like,
well, the people that are buying the hot dogs and going to the games are not necessarily mostly Red Sox fans. You know that, right?
Not all of them, but a good portion of them.
They're not worried about that stuff.
Then they haven't really created a Major League Baseball team. What they've created is Baseball Disney. They have created an ancillary entertainment product that does exist in the biosphere of MLB, but does not compete with the same teams that they used to snatch World Series from over the first two decades.
Correct.
When they seemed to care more or had more people in the front office that desired to compete as opposed to toe a bottom line and a profit margin.
They don't care as much. That's right. Bottom line.
And they've kind of done it right out in front of our faces, right? Like they talk about the Fenway experience. They don't talk about the Red Sox experience. They're talking about the Fenway experience. It's a landmark. It's America's most beloved ballpark. Come out and view it. This is the same place where Ted Williams and Babe Ruth played. They've kind of done it right before our eyes, and then we're like blind to the fact that it's actually happening, and they're not going to invest. And Sean McAdam, he was on with Arcan last week, talking about where they're willing to go and where they're willing to not go, and where they're willing to go is one part, and they're not willing to go what you talked about.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays are going there, the Mets go there, the Dodgers go there, they're not willing to do that, and
what they did offer Pete Alonso? Have you heard that report?
It was fewer years and less money.
There you go.
Yeah, which blows my
significantly
mind.
Significantly less.
Amazing.
But nobody thought he would get what the Orioles gave him, though.
No, I know, but you weren't even in the ballpark.
Right. No one thought that, and they compared that contract Pete's to who's the other
Schwarber.
Okay, to Schwarber's, and no one thought he was going to get even close to what Schwarber got, and he went over what Schwarber got.
Spotrac had him at $28 million a season for 5 years.
Yes, Dan Ball.
And Mark Feinsen of MLB.com this morning did say that he was seeking out a Schwarber-type deal. So maybe that was new as of the morning, but there was starting to be some rumblings that the fourth or fifth year was coming out.
Then the Orioles did the smartest thing they could, probably listened to Mark Feinsen, looked at Spotrac and said, you know what will probably get this done today? We can beat the Sox, the Jays, and everyone else. Let's just go $2 million over what he adds.
And they were willing to spend the $150 for Schwarber. So basically they tacked on $5 million to what they were already preparing to spend.
To cross the finish line. Yeah.
They were kind of doing math the way we do math. Oh, you traded Devers? That means you have $31 million to spend, or you have this slot. That's kind of what they did. We had a Schwarber slot. Oh, we didn't fill it with Schwarber. Why don't we fill it with Alonso?
Don't ever forget this, guys, too. This information is year old, but the Red Sox made $574 million in revenue in 2024. Mm. They were 23rd in the league in terms of percentage of revenue used on payroll. 23rd. The top three teams, the Mets, who, LOL, but the Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
This is not a profit-oriented business, the baseball business.
Biggest lie in the history of Boston sports.
Cross behind his back.
Sam Kennedy, you sit on a throne of lies.
Brutal.
We can push mine to later.
Okay, that's true. I mean, we have another segment before ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Absolutely.
And Andy, guess what we're doing during that segment?
We're going to bitch about the Red Sox. We're going to bring in the listeners to bitch about the Red Sox. We'll bring in some texters to bitch about the Red Sox. 617-779-7937. Up next, we bitch about the Red Sox here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.